They're talking about the chair is Chris Cuddamere Inslee, and Chris hails from Te Whanau Apanui, Ngāti Porou. Over the next week and a half, emerging Māori leaders in the food and beverage industries are travelling to Southeast Asia to investigate uncharted culinary territories. It's a program that's been planned in association with the Asia and New Zealand Foundation to feed Tau Tūhono, with assistance from Te Taumata, a national organisation promoting Māori interests in trade. The group of nine entrepreneurs and business leaders are in Singapore and Thailand over the next 10 days or so. Thank you for joining us on the program again, Chris. Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe. Māori food and beverage entrepreneurs have a lot to offer, with a focus on providing sustainable and healthy and traceable products, in addition to the enormous opportunities the Southeast Asian region presents for the Māori economy. Would you pick up the ball and tell us why this is important, and how Te Taumata is working closely with the Asia New Zealand Foundation to facilitate this exchange?
Firstly, Dale, this is a really, really important and proud milestone day for us as Māori. We've got, as you say, we've got nine of these kind of next generation of Māori business leaders and entrepreneurs getting on a plane. Yeah? They're getting on a plane this morning to head off to Thailand and Singapore. You know, they're not the what we've seen in the past. You feel like the same old suspects going on these things. What we've put together to go off to Southeast Asia is a dedicated Māori-led trade mission. Now, I really would like to just take our listeners back, Dale. You've been on the journey with us as Te Taumata for the last 2 years. We've been going out there and we've been taking out our previous speaker, Nanaia Mahuta, and other ministers and trade negotiators out across the motu through a series of hui, talking to our people about trade. Was trade important? And universally, our people were saying, it is absolutely important. You fellas need to continue to advocate on our behalf. So we've been doing that. And so really today's hikoi by these new emerging Māori leaders is a culmination of all of that effort, yeah? Where we've done all the planning. Now these free trade agreements are starting to land in just, you know, believe it or not, in 10 days' time, a $1 billion free trade agreement between New Zealand and the UK comes into force. The fifth largest economy in the world is now open. For Māori, what does that mean? You know, big in fisheries and wine and horticulture, all of it, and we got amazing products. Well, now our products are able to go directly into these big markets and not attract the 16% tariff or tax that previously we've had. Talking to some of our Māori leaders who say in the fishing industry, hiccup, this is game-changing for Māori. So this comes into force in 10 days' time. Now today we've got our, you know, these young Māori entrepreneurs heading off to Southeast Asia. They're the first wave of these trade missions. On Monday, Dale, I'm in Wellington talking with government officials, planning the next Māori-led trade mission to London. We've got parallel discussions underway with Callaghan Innovation to take Māori technology missions out across the world to hotspots of innovation and technology like Asia, China, Israel, Europe. So what we're seeing today is an amazing milestone with these young ones going off to Asia, but it's just a start. And it really, really warms my heart to see them go. You know, our own people going out there. I guess another point I'd like to make here, Dale, is that Māori are at the front, at the leading edge now of going out there onto the world stage. You know, historically, we've kind of been a bit of an afterthought in the planning for these trade missions. Well, now that as all the barriers are coming down, as we're moving out of COVID, the world is opening up, here we go. Māori-led trade mission off to Southeast Asia. It's such a good moment for us all, Dale.
Tēnā koe, this is Southeast Asia, where the provenance of products is very important. We've noticed that with China, who warm to the idea of indigenous people growing produce, that they're about to consume. And with the strong emergence of a powerhouse in global economics, we're talking India here, that provenance and the understanding between First Nations people can be a could be a real boost, not just for Māori business, but for wider New Zealand business. How important do you sense that as that advance guard or a spearhead into relationships with other economies, the tangata whenua maintain a strong presence?
Look, it's fundamental. I've long maintained this view that not only as Māori do we produce high quality produce, like our fisheries produce, like our kiwi fruit, like our wines, they are world class. They absolutely are. But the point that you're raising is absolutely key. And that is not only can we put our high-quality produce onto the world market, that we can tell a story. We can tell a story with all of those products around their provenance, where they originate from, and we can associate these authentic Māori stories. So what we're talking about here, Dale, is branding. You know, a branded Māori, and I agree with you, New Zealand authentic story that will attract premium prices from the more discerning consumers of the world. That's kind of, you know, these young ones that are going off today, they're at the forefront of that, taking that story out there.
Well, I wish them well and look forward to talking with them on their return. But again, just acknowledging that these types of envoys don't occur without relationships being established first. And so here we are with Te Taumata, able to meet here in Aotearoa with Asian New Zealand Foundation to facilitate this type of exchange. And we've heard many times that, particularly in Southeast Asia, it's relationships first, business second. That model hasn't changed, has it?
No, look, it hasn't. And that's been reinforced. You know, you mentioned China. We've got very, very active discussions going on with China, with the China ambassador to New Zealand. You know, we can't ignore, while we note that there's all these geopolitical tensions, and I listened to Minister Mahuta talking about, you know, the kind of rivalry and positioning that's going on, say, in the Pacific. At the end of the day, China is still a massive partner for Māori, taking most of our produce currently. But the importance of these other new free trade agreements now, like the UK one that comes into force in 10 days, like the EU one that'll come into force in the next 6 or 12 months, a $17 trillion economy, what that does for our Māori exporters, it gives diversification of markets. Now our exporters have a choice on where they want to put their products, and what that all translates to, it lowers risk for our Māori exporters. Now, there's one other thing, important thing I want to make about the rōpū that's going off today. So I met with them, myself and Simon Draper. We met with them a couple of weeks ago to, if you like, give them a bit of a pep talk. And, you know, we've been talking about these Māori-led trade missions now with ministers for the better part of a year. So what does a Māori-led trade mission look like? So my challenge to each of the 9 that are heading out of the country today was 2 things. I said, when you meet with these industry leaders, these business leaders, government leaders in Thailand and Singapore, be proud as Māori. And what would I mean practically by that? I said, every hui that you have, open with a karakia. Close with a karakia. And sing a waiata. I said, you will gain respect from the other side by doing that. Be proud as Māori. That was my first challenge to them. Oh, and by the way, then the young man from Asia, New Zealand, that's taking them off shore today, Ethan Jones, he said, oh, kāpai, we've actually got them all learning our own waiata. I said, oh, kāmoto koutou wehi, kia kaha koutou. My second challenge to them, Dale, and you've touched on it, I said, when you get home, you're going to come and you're going to stand up and talk to our people face to face. We're planning our next regional hui with Dame Naida at Ngāti Whātua in July on the 26th. I said, you're going to come and you're going to stand up and talk to our people. And you'll talk to them about what happened. What did you learn? What are the connections that you've made? What are the opportunities that you've created off the back of this? My point is, you know, this is where we're proudly promoting these trade missions starting today as Māori-led trade missions. Ne?
And that makes us all proud. And as you've touched on too, it stamps it as something quite unique in an international business sense. we're proud to stand as tangata whenua of Aotearoa. And I think what you're saying is very appropriate to karakia waiata in the ways that are normal to our people. I appreciate your thoughts today, Chris, and wishing you well. And thanks for giving us a heads up, too. The importance of this free trade agreement with the UK in 10 days' time should never be understated. And likewise, the opportunities that exist by doing business with our South East Asian whanaunga. Thank you for joining us on the show once again. Te tamata chair, Chris Kalamea Inslee. Thank you, Chris. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale, and thank you.
Kia ora. Ngā mihi.